This is The Exchange on KUCB. I'm Annie Ropeek. Today, falling oil prices and slowing production are taking their toll on Alaska's budget. As new Governor Bill Walker and the legislature look for ways to cut back, it's rural residents who are worried they could lose out on a lot of vital state support. Aleutians Representative Bryce Edgman is part of the House Finance Committee, and he'll be helping tackle those tough questions this session. And he joins us by phone today from Juneau. Representative Edgman, welcome to the show.
Hi, it's my pleasure to be with you for a few minutes today.
So, Representative, last year's legislative session was sort of supposed to be the education session, but this year it sounds like the theme we're working with is more along the lines of don't panic or something like that. So as you and your colleagues are looking ahead to dealing with this huge multi-billion dollar deficit, a new governor, and a lot of big uncertainties about industry and sort of the things that Alaska runs on, what's kind of the climate in the capital? Like, how is it feeling in Juneau?
Well, I think it's both a sense of urgency as well of a sense of enormity of the whole fiscal issue, which could be years in the doing, and all compounded, I should add, by the fact that we have a new administration with a new team coming into place. And with that, I think unfortunately for all of us, we've had a real delay in getting the details in the new governor's budget. So that has kind of set back our budget work a little bit. But overall, there's a sense here in Juneau that this issue is a lot larger than just the session alone, and we're going to have to take some drastic steps, both certainly on the spending side as well eventually on maybe the revenue side to approach it all.
Sure. Well, we've heard time and again coming into the session that one of those areas that's going to be facing some pretty big cuts is capital funding for towns like Unalaska. Is that sort of holding true as you guys get started?
I think that's going to be the unfortunate reality. It's the easier place to cut in the capital budget vis-a-vis agency operations and other items in the operating budget. So, it seems pretty widely accepted that we're going to have a bare-bones capital budget, primarily items that are tied to federal revenues or, absolutely must-have items in the capital budget. But overall, it's going to be a lot smaller than in years past, and I can make it really hard for our communities, Alaska and others, to come down and get the priorities funded this year.
Sure. So, and we actually are going to hear later in this show from a couple of our local school officials. I know there's a lot of concern about how cuts like those might affect education. The governor's supplemental budget came out this week, and he's proposing $52 million in cuts to one-time education funding. So you're the leader of the Bush caucus. How is that going to affect some of your rural schools where, tiny changes in enrollment, even in Unalaska, can have a huge impact on their budget, that's state-supported?
Well, it's always been my experience that education invariably rises to the top in terms of collective priorities in the legislature. The Bush caucus, the delegation of Fairbanks, Mat-Su, Kenai, Anchorage, across the state, at the very end, always seem to come forward with education as their top priority. So, we're second week in the session, still very early by and large, and the governor's supplemental budget, as you say, just came out yesterday. We haven't examined it yet in the House Finance Committee, so still working on learning the true impacts of what he's proposing and how that might tie into overall funding for education coming out of this session. So I would say somewhat confident that we will fund education close to what we funded it last year. I think the will is going to be there. The question is how close, and if in fact we can even keep it held harmless in relative to what it was last year.
Sure. So, if that does happen, and then we're looking at capital funding as a big area to cut, what other places is the state looking to cut back that might impact some of your constituents a little more immediately? Are there other, big cuts that could kind of trickle down to your communities?
Well, that's the big giant question. And I'm right now having a research being conducted in my district, House District 37, so I can identify every single state position as well as positions in the schools and other jobs that are funded through the budget, the state budget, so I can know for certainty what's out there and what might be in jeopardy. And, if we have to consolidate or possibly even eliminate jobs I want to be in a position to get the best explanation I possibly can get. And, you know, certainly I'm positioning myself as a member of the House Finance Committee and along with my Bush colleagues to defend every single position I can in the district under the rationale that, you know, one job lost in on Alaska is not equivalent to one job lost in Anchorage. I mean, let's be real about that. So if we're going to cut positions, let's focus on the areas that can absorb them and not the smaller communities, which in many instances, you know, may not have any state employees to begin with, but just a small number that are out there. I'm going to